Jeopardy! College Championship, presented by LendingTree. Here are today's contestants. A sophomore at Yale University from Miami, Florida, Nathaniel Miller. A sophomore at the University of Florida from Longwood, Florida, Kayla Calhoun. And a junior at Florida State University from St. Augustine, Florida, Sophie Casarico. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Priebus.
Thank you, Jeffy. Did I hear right? Is this the Florida half-hour Jeopardy special? Kayla and Sophie, Florida and Florida State, a mini competition within the major one. And how will that affect our student from Yale? Let's start finding out right now. Good luck. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. All right, the categories, please. Starting off with the 1990s, followed by silent letter words, Broadway musicals. Don't blank on the menu. Name the speaker. And finally, whatever, EV in quotation marks. Sophie, off you go.
Broadway musicals for 1,000.
We want you to state this musical set in Indian Territory. It was Rodgers and Hammerstein's first collaboration. Nathaniel.
What is Oklahoma?
That's right.
Let's do 1990s for 800.
This trade pact went into effect in January of 1994, and by 2008, nearly all tariffs between its three participating nations were gone. Nathaniel?
What is NAFTA?
Good.
1990s, 1,000.
In 1990, this Soviet president won the Nobel Peace Prize, but a year later he said, peace out, and quit his job. Nathaniel?
Who is Mikhail Gorbachev?
Yes.
600, 1990s.
In February of 1991, Operation Desert Storm saw war rage across Iraq and this small oil-rich emirate. Nathaniel.
What is Kuwait?
You got it.
1990s, 400.
Dolly the sheep became the first ever this of an adult mammal in 96. Dolly the sheep became the first ever this of an adult mammal in 96. Kayla.
What is a clone?
Yes.
1990s, 200.
In 1997, Steve Jobs thanked Bill Gates for saving Apple from bankruptcy after this company invested $150 million. Kayla.
What is Microsoft?
Correct.
Don't blank on the menu, 800.
Starbucks. Java chip this blended beverage. Kayla.
What's a Frappuccino?
Yes.
Speaker, 800.
1940. I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Nathaniel.
Who is Winston Churchill?
He's the one.
Speaker 1000.
A mysterious Melville creation. I would prefer not to. Sophie.
Who is Bartleby the Scrivener?
You are right.
Don't blank on the menu, 1000.
Denny's. Bam Bam Slugger. Nathaniel.
What is Grand Slam?
You're correct.
Speaker 600.
Answer. Daily Double, and you're off to an excellent start. You're at 5,200.
800, please.
800 only. All right. 1968. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man.
Who was Martin Luther King?
Yes. And you are now at 6,000, and the Daily Double has been dispensed with. Pick again.
Speaker 400.
In Shakespeare, lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, hold, enough. Nathaniel.
Who is Macbeth?
Correct.
Speaker 200.
2013. Women in the church are more important than bishops and priests. Kayla.
Who is Pope Francis?
Right.
Whatever, 800.
Charles Darwin is often called the father of this. Nathaniel.
What is evolution?
Yes.
Whatever, 1000.
Longfellow's poem about this Acadian heroine begins, this is the forest primeval. Kayla.
What is Hiawatha?
Nope. What is Evangeline? Mm. EV coming up in each correct response. All right, break time for us. Back in a moment. Nathaniel Miller is a sophomore at Yale University who has changed his major how many times now without declaring?
About five times.
Five times.
Yes.
Why?
I'm extremely undecisive, it seems. So, but I think I finally settled on
really
my choice.
Okay, good for you. Kayla Kallur from Longwood, Florida, whose major is chemistry. And this past summer, you did some, what sounds like, pro bono work in Spain. Tell me about
it. Yeah, that's right. I volunteered at a hospital in Galicia, Spain. It was a little city called Pontevedra. It wasn't touristy at all. It was a great opportunity.
Okay, why did you do that?
I'm pre-med, and I thought it would be a great opportunity.
All right, good for you. Sophie Casarico from St. Augustine, Florida. Your school has a movie theater on campus.
Yes, we do.
And you have some great power in that movie theater.
Well, I have corrupted absolutely from this great power, but it's pretty great. It's called the Askew Student Life Center. We program movies for the students there. I'm the vice alternatives chair there, so that means I get to pick the independent movies we show.
Okay, which means you get to pick some of your favorite films.
Definitely.
And try to educate the other students about why those films are really good.
Right, it's educative and informative.
Okay, good. Let's get back into this. And Nathaniel, the young man from Yale, has command of the board. He selects our next clue.
Silent letter word 600.
Beating Shoplifters and Cold War, Roma won the 2018 award in this Oscar category. Kayla?
What is foreign films?
Yes.
Silent letter words 1,000.
From the Latin for body, the Marines are a formidable one. Kayla?
What is a corps?
Corps, correct.
Silent letter words 800.
Claymores and scimitars are types of these. Nathaniel?
What are bombs?
No. Kayla or Sophie? What are swords? Kayla, back to you.
Menu 600, please.
Duncan, Munchkin's donut what?
What are donut holes?
Holes, yes.
Whatever 600.
This type of plant is mentioned in a nickname for Washington State. Nathaniel?
What is evergreen?
Correct.
400 whatever?
According to its website, this water brand starts as rain and snow in the peaks of the French Alps. Nathaniel?
What is Evian?
Good.
Menu 400?
Red Lobster. Hand battered this and that. Kayla.
What are fish and chips?
Yes.
Silent letter words 400.
Ships usually drop this when they want to stay in place. Sophie.
What is an anchor?
Good.
Broadway musicals 800.
This name of the Wicked Witch in Wicked was based on the initials of the author of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Kayla.
It was Elphaba?
Yes.
Broadway musicals 600.
Josh Gad and Andrew Reynolds played elders Cunningham and Price when this musical opened in 2011. Kayla.
What is the Book of Mormon?
You got it.
Whatever 200.
In court, it's information, including testimony and documents, that helps prove or disprove a case. Nathaniel.
What is evidence?
That's right.
Silent letter words 200.
If you're in the red, you're in this. Not where you want to be financially. Nathaniel.
What is debt?
Right.
Menu 200.
McDonald's. Four-piece chicken these. Sophie.
What are tenders?
No. Kayla.
What are nuggets?
No. Nathaniel.
What are McNuggets?
McNuggets, yes.
Musicals 400.
This musical featuring the hero Jean Valjean was adapted from a 1,200-page novel. Nathaniel.
What is Les Mis? Les Miserables?
Yes, and now the last clue. Its second act features a magic carpet, a whole new world, and a reprise of Arabian Nights. Kayla.
What is Aladdin?
Right. And that takes you up to 4,600. You're safely ensconced in second place. And Sophie is the one going first in Double Jeopardy. When we start that round following these messages. Yale in the lead, but Sophie from Florida State gets to pick first in Double Jeopardy. And here are the categories for your selection. We start off with cliches. We follow that up with OK Boomer, British Lit, Country's Lowest Points, followed by Film Characters, and finally, Health and Medicine. And I have a feeling where you're going to start. Go ahead.
I'll take Film Characters for 2,000.
All righty. Southern detective Benoit Blanc detects the facts behind the death of Harlan Thrombey in this sharp 2019 All-Star film. Kayla.
What is Knives Out?
Knives Out, yes.
Health and Medicine 2000.
Weight, family history, and high blood pressure are all contributing factors to the type 2 type of this. Kayla.
What is diabetes?
Yes.
Health and Medicine 1600.
Answer. Daily Double. And you have just taken the lead away from Nathaniel.
I will bet 3,000.
Three it is. Here is the clue. It's the 10-letter term for an irregular heartbeat, whether the beat is too fast, too slow, or erratic.
What is arrhythmia?
No, sorry. You mispronounced it in such a way as to make it unacceptable. It's arrhythmia, arrhythmia. Not arrhythmia. You added a syllable. Go again. You're at 5,600.
Okay, boomer, 1,600.
Born in the middle of the baby boom, he's the filmmaker and activist seen here. Kayla.
Who's Michael Moore?
Correct.
Okay, boomer, 2,000.
Bobby Mueller, almost killed in action in 1969, became the first president of the VVA, These Brave People of America. Nathaniel.
Or the Vietnam Veterans of America?
Right.
Okay, boomer, 1,200.
In 1991, he turned 43 and replaced Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court. Nathaniel.
Was Clarence Thomas?
Yes.
British Lit, 1,200.
Answer. The other Daily Double. And you are still in the lead.
2,000, please.
Two it is. Hazel is the leader of the rabbits and the brother of Fiverr in this beloved novel by Richard Adams. Don't know?
Can't remember.
What is Watership Down? Watership Down. You're still in the lead with 9,600. Pick again.
Country's lowest point, 16.
For Iraq and Saudi Arabia, this body of water. Nathaniel.
What is the Persian Gulf?
Good.
Country's lowest point, 1,200.
For Israel, this body of water. Kayla.
What is the Dead Sea?
Yes.
British Lit, 1600.
At the beginning of a Virginia Woolf novel, it's where Mrs. Ramsey tells her son James he may go if the weather is fine. Nathaniel.
What is To the Lighthouse?
That's it.
Lowest points, 2,000.
For Albania and Croatia, this sea. Nathaniel.
What is the Adriatic?
Right.
Lowest points, 800.
For the United States, this hot spot that can get into the 120s and beyond. Sophie.
What is Death Valley?
Right.
Film character, 1600.
Peter Cullen provided the voice of this leader in 2007's Transformers. Now, Autobots, roll out. Sophie.
Who is Megatron?
Nope. Nathaniel.
Who is Optimus Prime?
Yes.
Country's lowest points, 400.
For Fiji, this ocean. Nathaniel.
What is the Pacific?
Correct.
Okay, boomer, 800.
Born in 1952 in western Pennsylvania, John Kasich did okay in politics in this state, becoming a congressman and governor. Kayla.
What's Oklahoma?
No. Nathaniel.
What is Ohio?
Ohio, yes.
Cliches, 1,200.
Thomas Paine used a variation of the cliche, from the sublime to this. Sophie.
What is the divine?
Nope. Kayla or Nathaniel? From the sublime to the ridiculous. Nathaniel, back to you.
Cliche 16.
Your boss might tell you to be different and creative and think this way. A much used business cliche. Kayla.
What is outside the box?
You got it.
Cliches 2000.
This affirmation of resilience is in the chorus of a 2012 number one hit by Kelly Clarkson. Nathaniel.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
Good.
Cliches 800.
This phrase, meaning to try something out, is often followed by, and see who salutes. Nathaniel.
What is give it a shot?
No. What is run it up the flagpole and see who salutes. Back to you, Nathaniel.
Health and Medicine 800.
From a Greek word for people, it describes a disease that affects many people at one time. Nathaniel.
What is a pandemic?
We'll accept that.
Health and Medicine 1200.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
If you can't see the numbers 3 and 45 within the circles, it could be a sign of the most common form of color blindness, the inability to tell the difference between red and green, caused by an abnormality in these cells in the retina.
Kayla.
What are cones?
Cones, yes.
British Lit 2000.
You can be sure this David Mitchell novel, consisting of six interlinked narratives, was nominated for a 2004 Nebula Award. Sophie.
What is Cloud Atlas?
Good, you're back on the plus side.
Film characters 1200.
This mercenary, also known as Wade Wilson. You may be wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. Kayla.
Who is Deadpool?
Yep.
Film characters 800.
This character sings, do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. Sophie.
Who is Anna?
Yes.
British Lit 800.
This Jane Austen novel begins, the family of Dashwood had long been settled in Sussex. And that's from Sense and Sensibility. Back to you, Sophie.
Film characters 400.
In 2019, Arthur Fleck ended up putting on a happy face, becoming this title guy. Sophie.
Who is the Joker?
Good.
British Lit 400.
The prologue to this 14th century work says, 29 pilgrims are gathered at the Tabard Inn. The knight is introduced first. Sophie.
What is the Canterbury Tales?
Yes.
OK Boomer 400.
Steve Case did OK, building AOL, short for this, into what was the nation's largest internet service provider. Nathaniel.
What is America Online?
Yeah.
Cliches 400.
Someone who seeks out onerous or painful tasks is a glutton for this. Sophie.
What is punishment?
Yep, and now the last clue. The FDA says the eight most common allergenic foods include eggs, soybeans, and of course, these legumes. Kayla.
What are peanuts?
Peanuts, right you are, taking you to 12,000. Nathaniel, very impressive with 20,000, but it's not a runaway. So all three of you are in it and have to deal with this subject in final today. American history, what a good subject for a college championship. We'll reveal the poll in a bit.
Lending Tree presents the college championship.
Alarming video of a local officer coughing near residents. The actions being taken by the Baltimore City Police Department after these disturbing accusations.
Tracking the threat of severe weather pushing into the area as we go through the overnight, a look at how long those storms will be around our region.
Tonight at 10.
Just a reminder before we move into the final that the winner today gets to come back next week as a semifinalist. In fact, all of the winners of the games this week come back as semifinalists, and there are those four wildcard spots for high scorers among non-winners. The category for final today is American history. That's a good subject. Here is the clue. A 1711 bill cleared the names of 22 people who were tried in this town, including Rebecca Nurse, Giles Corey, and John Proctor. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Three of you wrote down your responses so quickly. I hadn't even finished reading the clue in its entirety. Sophie, we come to you first. You had 3,200. You were in third place, and you wrote down, what is Salem, Massachusetts? You are right. And what did you wager? 3,200. That bumps you up to 6,400. Takes us to Kayla. She had 12,000. Looking very serious now. Why? She wrote down, what is Salem? You crossed it out. I don't know why, because it was spelled properly.
Thought it wasn't legible.
Oh, it was very legible. And it's correct, too. And you add 4,501. That takes you to 16,501. And it takes us to Nathaniel. Led most of the way. He had 20,000, came up with a correct response. He's going to be a semifinalist. We're going to add 4,001. That takes him up to 24,001. Two semifinalists waiting in the wings now. The third one will be determined tomorrow. Join us then.
The Jeopardy! College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Aspergream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Aspergream works.
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.